Chapter 5. "Dad," said Raish with some concern, "you look tired."
"I dare say," said Harry Seldon, "I feel tired. But how are you?"
Raish was 44 now, and his hair was beginning to show a bit of grey, but his moustache remained thick and dark and very dullite in appearance. Seldon wondered if he touched it up with dye, but it would have been the wrong thing to ask. Seldon said, "Are you through with your lecturing for a while?"
"For a while, not for long, and I am glad to be home and see the baby and Manella and Wanda and you, Dad."
"Thank you. But I have news for you, Raish. No more lecturing. I'm going to need you here."
Raish frowned.
"What for?" On two different occasions he had been sent to carry out delicate missions, but those were back during the days of the Geronimite menace. As far as he knew, things were quiet now, especially with the overthrow of the junta and the re-establishment of a pale emperor.
"It's Wanda," said Seldon.
"Wanda? What's wrong with Wanda?"
"Nothing's wrong with her, but we're going to have to work out a complete genome for her, and for you and Manella as well, and eventually for the new baby."
"For Bellis, too? What's going on?"
Seldon hesitated. "Raish, you know that your mother and I always thought there was something lovable about you, something that inspired affection and trust."
"I know you thought so. You said so often enough when you were trying to get me to do something difficult, but I'll be honest with you, I never felt it."
"No, you won me over, and Dawes." He had such trouble saying the name, even though 4 years had passed since her destruction. "You won over Rachel of Y. You won over Jojo Geronim. You won over Manella. How do you account for all that?"
"Intelligence and charm," said Raish, grinning.
"Have you thought you might have been in touch with their... our minds?"
"No, I never thought that. And now that you mention it, I think it's ridiculous, with all due respect, Dad, of course."
"What if I told you that Wanda seems to have read Hugo's mind during a moment of crisis?"
"I should say coincidence or imagination."
"Raish, I knew someone once who could handle people's minds as easily as you and I handle conversation."
"Oh, who was that?"
"I can't speak of him. Take my word for it, though."
"Well," said Raish dubiously,
"I've been at the Galactic Library, checking on some matters. There is a curious story, about 20,000 years old, and therefore back to the misty origins of hyperspatial travel. It's about a young woman, not much more than Wanda's age, who could communicate with an entire planet that circled a sun called Nemesis."
"Surely a fairy tale."
"Surely, and incomplete at that. But the similarity with Wanda is astonishing."
Raish said, "Dad, what are you planning?"
"I'm not sure, Raish. I need to know the genome, and I have to find others like Wanda. I have a notion that youngsters are born, not often, but occasionally, with such mental abilities, but that, in general, it merely gets them in trouble and they learn to mask it. And as they grow up, their ability, their talent, is buried deep within their minds, sort of an unconscious act of self-preservation. Surely in the Empire, or even just among Trantor's 40 billion, there must be more of that sort, like Wanda. And if I know the genome I want, I can test those I think may be so."
"And what would you do with them if you found them, Dad?"
"I have the notion that they are what I need for the further development of psychohistory."
Raish said, "And Wanda is the first of the type you know about, and you intend to make a psychohistorian out of her?"
"Perhaps."
"Like Hugo?"
"Dad, no."
"Why no?"
"Because I want her to grow up like a normal girl and become a normal woman. I will not have you sitting here before the Prime Radiant and making her into a living monument to psychohistorical mathematics."
Seldon said, "It may not come to that, Raish, but we must have her genome. You know that for thousands of years there have been suggestions that every human being have his genome on file. It's only the expense that kept it from becoming standard practice. No one doubts the usefulness of it. Surely you see the advantages. If nothing else, we will know Wanda's tendencies toward a variety of physiological disorders. If we had ever had Hugo's genome, I am certain he would not now be dying. Surely we can go that far."
"Well, maybe, Dad, but no further. I'm willing to bet that Manella is going to be a lot firmer on this than I am."
Seldon said, "Very well. But remember, no more lecture tours. I need you at home.
"We'll see," Raish said, and left. Selden sat there in a quandary. Ito Demoiselle, the one person he knew who could handle minds, would have known what to do. Dawes, with her non-human knowledge, might have known what to do. For himself, he had a dim vision of a new psychohistory, but nothing more than that.